I do believe that the cetaceans are going to be recognized as conscious people. Maybe they won't be given the status of human beings, but I really do believe that the cetaceans are more conscious, higher consciousness beings than human beings. And this is their time, and contact is being made.
Yeah, I believe if dolphins had arms and legs, they'd have cities that would just dwarf ours.
That's good to hear. Yeah. Good, George. I believe that, too. And my experience is that they did in other times. If you think about the Dogon and their description of the Nomo,
mm-hmm.
that these were dolphins that came out of the water and taught the Dogon about Sirius A and B and C.
The dolphins are an incredible species.
Oh, and so are the whales. In fact, this year I'm taking groups of people to the Azores, which I believe is Atlantis, the nine islands in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, part of Atlantis, and swimming, which I've done a lot now, swimming with wild dolphins, which is the ultimate experience of bliss. Mm-hmm. I believe that they have contact for us and that they want us to be with them, as opposed to some conservationists who think that we should leave them alone. I believe that in the wild, they want us to communicate with them.
Oh, I do too. I do too. I assume you swim with the dolphins?
Yeah, let me tell you that it was my greatest fear. I'm all about teaching people to be in fearlessness, but my greatest fear, being a California girl, was to jump off of a boat in the middle of the ocean.
And get bitten by a shark.
Yeah, shark fear is something that I grew up with because California, I mean, this happens. But I had to confront that fear if I was going to be with the wild whales and with the wild dolphins. And so I jumped in, and that was the most amazing experience of my life. And I've had many, but being in the wild with dolphins and feeling when you're with them, you can feel them scan you.
And you felt calm.
Do a resonance thing.
You felt comfortable?
Oh, I was in bliss. I actually had a moment where I thought, this is the way I want to go out. I just swim away with them.
Really?
Yeah. They really do communicate. And what you first feel, all right, I'm a psychic, so maybe I feel it more than others, but they come up to you when they're ready, and they do a scan, and you can feel all of this energy bouncing off of your body. And I think what they're doing is saying, okay, what is this big fish?
That's amazing. They try to chatter with you, like Flipper?
No, not like Flipper. So the first thing they do is do this echolation where they're measuring you and finding out what kind of energy you are. And I kind of believe that they're also doing healing because many people report being healed from being in the water with them. And then after that initial, the two, let's say, sentinels come up and do that, then all these dolphins started appearing. I was with about 100 dolphins in a pod in the middle of the ocean.
What do they feel like when you rub them? Are they like oily or slippery or what?
It's a very rare thing if you're able to touch a dolphin in the wild, but it did happen to me because while I was in the shark fear.
Are they like rubbery?
I suppose you're not really thinking that when you're in the presence of a great dolphin being.
I would do that. That's me.
Well, you would probably feel that more if you were swimming in a contained environment with them, which I did once and would never do again.
Why not?
Because I felt so much of their suffering.
Ah, okay.
I don't want dolphins in any way contained. They need to be free. And this is part of my mission, and this is part of what the new book is about. I want to rally human beings to start working to releasing the especially the whales and dolphins from captivity, putting on shows for circus acts for human beings.
If you were at a gate, there were dolphins, would you open the gate leading to the ocean if nobody saw you?
I would do it even if they saw me.
You would?
I would do it.
Do you feel that strongly about it?
Yeah, I mean, who are we? It's so barbaric to capture, first of all, removing them from their pods. You realize what happens, how they get these dolphins? They separate them from their pods. They select the ones that are the best form, the least amount of marks on their body, the babies, and they take them away from their mothers.
They must scream, just like humans.
They scream. And I would like to know, in fact, in the book it says, were this to happen to humans and your children, your babies were taken away and thrown into the circus?
Oh, my gosh.
Dimensional or E.T. circus, what would you think of it then?
I used to breed horses, right, years ago, and it came time for weaning, right? You had to wean the little baby from the mom, and you'd separate them so they couldn't see each other, but they sure could hear each other. And I'm telling you, Patricia, all night long, you'd hear the mother screaming for the kid and the little horse screaming for its mom. And in one thing, it was very sad, but, I mean, you had to do that. You had to separate them, but it was unbelievable.
Why did you?
You had to get the little horse to start living on its own. I mean, it was so reliant on its mother, it didn't do anything.
Oh man, you know, and yet humans are allowed to take care of their young, but we don't allow animals to do it.
I know. I'm still.
What's wrong with
that
story?
My kids are getting up there in age, and I'm still there taking care of them.
But really, I understand what you mean about the screaming, because they do. They scream desperately. And many of the rest of the pod, they never forget it. Dolphins and whales are socialized beings. They never forget it. And they talk about how, well, I say they talk about it because I'm suggesting that the book is received from another dimension.
Well, I wonder what they think of human beings. Dolphins.
Well, they seem to love us, even though we keep killing them.
Yeah.
They celebrate contact, and when you swim with them in the wild, they come to you. It's not like you just go out and intervene in one of their pods. You jump into the ocean and you wait for them to come, and they come and they circle around you and they swim close to you, and they study you and they play. They love it.
Well, extremely intelligent animal, I think. Extremely intelligent.
We do believe them. We are. The dolphins are more intelligent than human beings. They seem to be certainly more joyous and compassionate.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
I haven't
so
had the joy of swimming with whales yet, but that's coming.
I'm not sure I would do that.
Why not?
Look what happened to Jonah.
I can't imagine anything more amazing than being in the ocean with whales. I've been close to them on boats, but I've never been in the water.
Well,
but I'm just getting my water wings. This is just recently, in the last couple of years, that I've been actually swimming in the wild with dolphins, and it's definitely changed my life.